Kroger Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart in Harmony, transcribed. During these Thanksgiving holidays, we know that you're taking extra care to make sure that each meal is a success. But it's no problem to serve an outstanding meal anytime when you serve Kroger quality beef. Yes, just serve Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. And when you visit your nearest Kroger store and buy Kroger quality beef, buy it with confidence, for it's the very best beef you can get right now. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can be sure of delighting everybody when you serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger's quality beef. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and ask for Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Professor Rogers found evidence that Suzanne Gibbs was probably hiding in New York, her husband Pat went to New York to search for her. He'd been looking for almost a week now without result. And now he's home again, reporting his failure to his sister, Penny.
First day in New York, I thought I had a good lead, Penny. In fact, I thought I saw her walking down the street.
But it wasn't Suzanne, of course, was it?
I don't know. I lost her in the crowd. Oh, it probably wasn't Suzanne at that. But it certainly looked an awful lot like her. You know, New York's far different from Rossville, Penny. Down there, people don't know other people's businesses. In fact, you can live in an apartment in New York for 10 years and not know the people in the apartment across the hall.
I know it seems strange, doesn't it? Here in Rossville, we know a lot of people who live even on the other side of town.
Mm-hmm. Except the snobs over in the Glen Cove section. Who knows them or who wants to know them?
We know the Dodges now.
Are you kidding?
Well, we know Madeline Dodge.
Huh? You on the level?
Yeah. She was here twice. Once for the evening and once just to drop in and say hello.
Hey, you're serious. But how'd you get to know her?
Freddie Lang introduced it.
Freddie Lang? Oh, now wait a minute.
It's the truth. He met her accidentally.
Oh.
But not by accident. He's living at the Dodge Mansion now.
Freddie isn't living here anymore?
No, Freddie isn't living here anymore. But I'm keeping his room for him. I'll expect him back one of these days.
Oh, I wouldn't have him back if he walked out on me for one of the Dodge family. Why, old man Balfour Dodge is the meanest man in this state.
But his daughter, Madeline, is one of the loveliest girls in the country.
Well, with her kind of money, even I could be beautiful.
Oh, Pat, you're terrible.
Well, I'm also serious. You get Freddie away from that money-mad mob before they make a sap out of him. Kid's doing all right, but they'll ruin him.
I know it. That's my only worry.
Well, look, don't you worry about Freddie. You spent enough time on him. Get Stuart Rogers after him. After all, Freddie's his nephew.
You don't know half of what's happened since you've been away. You'll never guess where Professor Rogers is tonight.
Well, if he's where he is almost every other night, he's in some smelly laboratory at the university.
Prepare yourself for a shock. Right now, he's dining with Madeline Dodge.
What?
Oh, Pat, you should see the look on your face.
The professor's at the Dodges, too?
Dining in splendor with a beautiful Madeline.
What?
Yep, I imagine she's wearing something quite fetching, too.
What do you know? Hey, what's happened since I've been away? Has everybody deserted you?
Oh, I haven't been deserted.
Heck, you haven't. I go away for a few days, and Freddie moves out, and now Professor Rogers has a date with Madeline Dye.
Well, you had a reason to go away, Pat. I had no right to keep Freddie here and Professor Rogers.
Oh.
Well, as far as he's concerned...
That's where it hurts, huh, sis?
No. No, it doesn't hurt. In fact, if you must know, I was the one who insisted that he accept Miss Dodge's invitation. He didn't want to go.
You mean he said he didn't want to go?
No, I don't think he did want to.
Did you have a hard time talking him into it?
Well, no.
Then but... he wanted to go, sis. Jim, sorry. You sort of like that guy, don't you?
Don't you?
Sure, but I mean...
If you mean I'm in love with him, you're wrong. I don't love him. But I do think if he left Rossville and didn't come back, I'd miss him.
But plenty, huh?
I don't know how much. I know I'd miss him. Oh, Pat, there's something about him that... it's sort of taken hold of me.
Oh.
No, it's not love. Believe me, it isn't. I just don't think Professor Rogers is the kind of a man a girl falls in love with. Instead, she looks up to him, respects and admires him. He becomes a sort of idol or ideal or something like that. Well...
I think I get it, sis. You hate to see someone like Stuart turn out to be just an ordinary man.
I guess that's it.
Well, it's a funny thing, Penny. This upset with Suzanne must have knocked some sense into my head or something like sense. I'm getting a lot older and a lot wiser, too, I think. I'm beginning to wonder about people, not to trust them as much as I used to. And I'm beginning to think it's wrong to put too much faith in anybody. All you do is get hurt.
Oh, maybe that's smart, Pat. Maybe you shouldn't trust people. Some people. Maybe you shouldn't have faith in anyone. But I do. Yep, I have faith in several people. And I'm going to keep it.
You're going to keep your faith in the professor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're no dummy, so I won't argue with you. But don't go overboard for the guy, Penny.
Pat, I never will. He does not affect me that way.
But he does have an effect on you, Penny. And that's enough to worry about right there.
Maybe. But for some reason or other, his being with Madeline Dodge tonight doesn't worry me.
Well, it burns me up. I'd give anything to know what they're talking about. Yes, by golly, I'd give anything to know what they're saying to each other. I'll bet it's great.
That's enough, Miss Dodge.
Oh? You're not a coffee drinker, Professor Rogers.
Oh, yes, I love it. But I think I've had enough this evening. That dinner didn't leave much room.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it.
I certainly did.
I'm glad. A cream?
Please.
Here you are. Sugar?
One lump.
One lump. There.
Thank you.
Comfortable, Professor?
Quite, thank you.
And do you have to sit on the edge of that sofa? Makes you look uncomfortable.
Well, if I settled back, Miss Dodge, I'm afraid I'd go to sleep.
Oh, in such pleasant company.
In such pleasant company. That's why I don't dare settle back.
All right. I'll forgive you for looking awkward.
Awkward?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to do that. Here, I'll sit back. There. Is this better?
Much. But you'll go to sleep, won't you?
I'll do my best not to.
Oh, then I'm sure you won't. Professor?
Hmm?
I understand you're a chemist.
Yes. Who told you that?
You did.
Oh?
At Penny Gibbs' house the other evening. Oh, don't tell me you've forgotten our conversation.
Oh, no, of course not. Well, that's right. I think I told you a lot about myself that evening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bore you.
Oh, but you didn't bore me. In fact, I asked you up tonight, hoping you'd continue where you left off.
Where did I leave off?
You were just starting to tell me about an experiment you were conducting.
Oh, yes, the expensive one.
Mm-hmm, the expensive one. How's it going?
Not too well, Miss Dodge. In fact, I've been forced to set it aside for the time being.
Oh, that's too bad. Why?
The university doesn't have the necessary funds.
Oh, what a shame.
Yes, it is too bad.
Well, I think it's terrible they'd let you start a thing like that unless they knew they had the money to let you finish it.
Well, that's not the university's fault, Miss Dodge. They were promised an endowment by a certain time. It hasn't come through yet.
Oh, that's a pity. Well, when will you get the money?
I don't know. The board of directors says it might be weeks... or maybe years. The family of the man who left the endowment are contesting the will.
Wouldn't you know it?
Mm-hmm.
Some people will do anything for money, won't they?
I don't know. I've never known anyone with money.
You know me. I have money. They tell me it's millions.
Well, you don't act as if you have money, Miss Dodge.
Why, thank you, Professor. That's the nicest thing you've said to me all evening. Will it be the first of many nice things?
I don't know what you mean.
Skip it.
Skip it?
Mm-hmm.
You're showing the influence of Freddie Lang already.
Am I?
That's skip it. He wants you to skip everything.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
No?
No.
Oh. By the way, where is Freddie tonight? I thought he'd be at dinner with us. I didn't want to ask, though.
Freddie was invited to the Forbes tonight.
The Forbes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who are they?
Those very wealthy boys on Avelyn Road? To tell you the truth... Oh, you don't mind being told the truth, do you, Professor?
No. No, in fact, I rather like it.
I thought you did. Huh? Well, I hope you like this, too. You see, I asked Mrs. Forbes to invite Freddie over there for dinner tonight.
Uh-huh.
I wanted us to be... Well, I just thought we'd get better acquainted without Freddie here.
Oh. Oh, I see.
It was a little forward of me, wasn't it?
Well, if you don't mind being told the truth, Miss Dodge...
No, I can take it.
Well, then, I'm flattered.
Not angry?
No. All right?
All right. It's perfect. But it is a surprise.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why?
Why? Hmm? Oh, you seem so mild, so quiet, even shy. Frankly, I was afraid I'd even frighten you.
Oh. Well, I think you're harmless enough.
Am I? Well, I've never been accused of that before.
Well, I'm not Freddie Lang, Miss Dodge.
No, you're definitely not Freddie Lang, Professor Rogers. In fact, you're quite unlike anyone I've ever known before.
Perhaps that's just as well.
Oh? You mean it makes this meeting more exciting?
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, but it can be taken that way, can't it?
Well, I gather it has been, hasn't it?
Do you mind?
Would it make any difference if I did?
You're sitting back rather relaxed, Professor. You going to sleep?
No, I'm not.
You're wide awake.
I seem to be.
How about some more coffee?
No, thanks.
More talk?
Yes.
That chemistry?
If you'd like.
That me.
I think we'll find that more interesting than chemistry.
I will. Will you?
I talk about chemistry every day, Miss Dodge.
Madeline. Stuart, is that right?
In some circles, they call me Stuart.
Is this one of those circles?
I have an idea it is.
Oh, I like your idea, Stuart. We'll have to be together like this more often.
Well, is this the beginning of a romance between Madeline Dodge and Professor Rogers? If it is, what will Freddie Lang do? And what will Penny Gibbs have to say? Is this the beginning of more unhappiness for her? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. There are just no two ways about it. A dinner featuring Kroger quality beef is bound to give your family a world of pleasure. Yes, there's just no doubt about it, because Kroger quality beef is packed with plenty of downright delicious eating enjoyment. It's filled with tasty goodness and tenderness, and brimming with flavory rich juice. That's because Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. And here's something else to keep in mind. Not only is Kroger quality beef the very best beef you can get right now, but you're getting it at a mighty thrifty price. So make a visit soon to your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and order a steak or roast of delicious Kroger quality beef. Remember, the only place you can buy it is at your Kroger store. Get some soon. Now your local announcer.